Part 1. Prelude to Man and Life. Chapter 1. The day we discovered Dad is dead, I beat the crap out of Beth the well, that's what I call her. My fist meets her face with a resounding crunch, and pearly whites go flying high. Home run. Two teeth. Cracked. Broken. Bloody on the pavement. Their former owner writhes on the ground 8 feet away. Curled up, fetal position, crying like a baby. Her hair, once a French braid, has unraveled at the seams. Her light blonde locks, made frizzy by the humid air, flutter in the breeze. Her uniform, navy blue, is wrinkled, ripped, and stained. The patch on her shoulder, Rudolph Academy, is dotted with bright red blood. When a me-sized shadow falls across Beth's trembling form, she whimpers and covers her swelling face with ring-adorned fingers. Terror. She is terrified of me. As intended. In the nearby Cedar Park fountain, off this time of year but filled with stagnant rainwater, sits Beth's partner in crime, Liza. Dripping wet with leaves and muck stuck to clothes and skin, her mouth, intact, hangs open in horror. Eyes wide beneath damp bangs stare in disbelief. It never occurred to Liza that she and Beth could lose a fight. Not to a star athlete, Beth is one, strong and lean, and especially not to a twig of a girl like me. I hover over Beth, chest heaving, fist burning. Blood wells from my knuckles where the skin was stripped away. I can still feel the hit, hand on jaw, resonating in my bones. A scratch on my left cheek leaks sticky fluid. Beth's rings cut into my face during the short, satisfying fight. And my scalp itches too, something fierce where she tried to rip my hair out. It hangs in my face now, loose dark strands tickling my chin. From a hiding place in the tree line to my right, a familiar voice calls out, 302, Karina, better hurry. I break my Beth-directed glower and backtrack to my backpack on the ground nearby. The pack sports a newly broken zipper, and its contents litter the sidewalk in browning grass. Makeup, a phone with a scuffed case, folders that were full of papers 5 minutes back, papers sopping wet, ink running. Ruined. Worst of all is a tablet computer with a spider-webbed screen that I received 3 months ago for my 16th birthday. If Beth's teeth weren't equally broken, I'd consider this fight a minor loss. As it is, I collect my things in half a minute, sling my pack over my shoulder, and march past the groaning Beth. But when I spot her punched-out teeth in their final resting place, another spark of fury zips through my veins. I pause, raise my boot, and stomp on the teeth. Again and again and again. Crushing them into smears of whitish pulp on the concrete. There. Now I'm finished. Liza, still in the fountain, is offended by my display. She tries to recover her bully facade and spits out, "Hey, slut, you better run, because the second Beth..." I turn on the pads of my shoes and shoot Liza a look. One apparently so withering and cold, it chokes the girl to silence. Then I toss my hair over my shoulders, flip off the defeated bully, and jog toward the tree line where the voice called out to me. I push through a row of prickly bushes to find Avery hiding behind a leaf-bare tree oozing sticky sap. Red curls bob in greeting. A smirk forms on pink lips. And Avery rubs the video recorder in her hand like a furry pet.